Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners.
Hello, this is Cindy Schwedler from Oscoda, and this is my point of view. I was an election inspector on November 3rd, 2020. By law, I was required to work with Republicans because I'm a Democrat. As we formed a team and pitched into work, our political differences became less important than the task at hand. We had an election challenger, and we could tell that he followed the rules because the county clerk had sent us all a paper on what an election challenger can and cannot do. We worked well with each other as people came to our precinct table to be identified and issued a ballot. There were a few mistakes made by the voters. These are called spoil ballots or overvotes. But the percentage of correct ballots was an impressive 98%. People were very careful about filling out their ballots correctly. We learned to handle spoiled ballots properly and to make sure there was paper evidence showing this. Every voter needs to know that they can vote the way they intend to. I truly hope that we were kind and patient enough during this process and that the experience of correcting a ballot won't discourage anyone to vote in the future. All the counts have to match. By the end of the voting at 8 p.m., the chairperson of the precinct knew that there was a slight discrepancy. We were able to reconcile the paper receipts with the electronic poll book. That proved that the tabulating machine was the problem. Retabulation was the corrective measure to take. The clerk and deputy clerk were competent and patient, and when they didn't have an answer, they knew who to call for the correct information. We had to stay together as a team because all of our signatures were required by law on the paperwork at the end of the night. We took an oath to uphold this. A little after 1 a.m., we finally found that all of the counts matched. Our work was then checked and confirmed by the receiving board, and we were released at about 1:30 a.m. after the paperwork corresponded with every ballot. We were kind to each other and laughed a lot. I saw that the election inspectors from other precincts had similar working experiences. We work together well when we need to, especially when there's a big job to accomplish. I like and respect all the people that I worked with that night, and the best part is that I wasn't able to tell if they were a Republican or a Democrat. We didn't talk about that. We talked about our families and our gardens, past work experiences, and solving the problem at hand. If you don't believe voting is done fairly, go see for yourself. You could also ask an election inspector, an election challenger, or a township clerk. I'm Cindy Schwedler from Oscoda, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.